You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Kohen happened to have a tzarat. So the Kohen now has tzarat, leprosy. So what's the procedure? What's he going to do? So how come he cannot check himself? So he's a Kohen, so he just looks... So let's say a Kohen that doesn't know halakha, or maybe his eyesight is not as great anymore. He cannot distinguish the colors, because it's a very delicate point as far as knowing the exact color that makes it pure or impure. So what does he do then? You understand?
So he needs to go to another
Kohen. Let's say there's a Rav, there's a Chacham, he knows the signs. Can he do it?
Who, himself is that Rav?
No. This Kohen doesn't have Tzara. But he was in charge to check. So now he cannot see well. So can he take a Chacham with him? Yeah. Is it okay or is not okay?
No.
The Chacham is not Kohen.
The Torah says Kohen. Why he doesn't take another Kohen with him?
It's not around, they were on vacation. We're just discussing the point of the halacha.
So he can take another one Chacham as an assistant for confirmation of the...
Yeah, Chacham can tell him if it's pure or not. Yeah, it's okay?
No.
You understand the... Yeah, is it okay?
No.
No? So now in the case of Kohen, that has Tzara'at, so as it was mentioned, yeah, he needs another Kohen to tell him if it's pure or it's not pure, if it's metzora or it's not metzora. So in case of the Kohen that needs to check somebody and is not able to because he cannot see, well, so a Chacham can assist him. That means the Chacham tells his Kohen, because he knows the sign, because he knows the halakha, he says, this spot shows that he's not pure or his. So then the Kohen says, so here we see that has to go through the word of the Kohen. As we see, for example, let's say a Hatan became Metzora. Hatan. Yes? Can it be a Hatan that has Sarat? Yes? How could it be? Because it says, when somebody becomes a Hatan, Mochadim lo kol avonotam. All his avonot is erased. So how could he have Sarat?
He has Sarat, then becomes a Hatan, or is Hatan?
No. When he became Hatan, then Sheva Barachot, he said, oy, my boy, he has a Sarat. How could it be?
Maybe he was Mechafer than against it, Lashon.
No, Hatan, Chasu Shalom, what would you say?
Obviously, the good and not the bad, so we don't look for it. That's for sure.
No, the Chatan is Metzora. Why?
It becomes pure under the Chuba.
Under the Chuba?
When it becomes Chatan,
he's
become Mechaper.
Okay.
Then after that.
After that, what happened? What happened after Chuba? What did he do?
So he said
that. Shohara? Mother-in-law?
Yes.
Yeah.
Too early for this. Now here is this
one. The file became Barmala. So now the Gemara says... It says, Kol Hanegaim... Adam roe chutz minigei atzmo. Af lo nigei lerobav. So this is a Mishnah of Negaim that Gemara talks about. So that as the example of the Kohen, that he's a Metzora, he has leprosy, he cannot check himself, he cannot make a decision on himself. Yeah, he needs somebody else to tell him if he is pure or is not pure. So now Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov learns this statement in a different way. He says, Kol anegaim adam roe chutz. He puts a comma. He doesn't read it as chutz meaning except. He says that the Mishnah means whatever you see outside in outer domain, meaning actually this is your shortcoming. Whatever you see outside, it's your problem. It's not his problem.
What do you see outside? And he's talking about who, the Chatan?
No, in general.
Something is outside and you are noticing it, it's because you were the one who was supposed to notice it, nobody else.
No, about Shem Tov HaGaloi says something else.
You see it because you have it.
Yeah, that's the next one, yeah.
That means you're looking at the mirror. So how could it be when he's doing not good things? What has anything to do with me?
But you're noticing it at some level, you have that within you. If you don't notice it, or you don't see it, means it's not part of you, it's not for you to see. But if you are noticing somebody's behavior, good or bad, means you have that within you.
So that means whatever you notice is not other people's problem, it's your problem. Make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. It's not logical. What do you mean it makes sense? How could it be such a thing? Now let's say you make a type of lightheaded remark about somebody that he, he's involved with, but he wears. Like let's say his tie doesn't match his suit. So you make a little fun out of it. What has anything to do with you? You follow? You see something wrong in somebody. So now you're telling me that what it means, kol hanegaim adam roe chutz, whatever that you see outside, is meaning it's more. You see it, that means it's yours. Well, how could be such a thing?
Some level you do that.
You do that or you have?
You have it. It's not part of your life. You're doing that. That's why you're noticing it.
It's very scary.
It's like sitting and listening to someone, especially do Hashem Hara.
No, just in general. Let's say, as the example I brought, he does something strange. Say, hey, why are you doing this? But so here it says, it's not that he's doing it. You have it, so you notice it. Like an inspector, like you have detectives, right? Why they're detectives? Because they know what people are up to. Why? Because they have background that they know how people they move. That's why you see them in the car with a cowboy hat. You know, they pretend they're busy with something else, but they're watching you. So now here, it's a very scary thing because whatever you notice, that means before you go, aha, you have to go, like this. The aha has to come to you.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I told you it doesn't make sense. He says, whatever you say, chutz, is minigay atzmo. He says, I'm doing it. It's a very interesting point that, Noah, when he went on a cruise, his teba, how many floats it had?
Three.
So how come he had three? What was the dwelling after three?
The bottom was the rubbish.
So we had first, second, and basement. So what was on the basement? Trash, right? So 1 year they went on with the trash in their basement. A lot of trash. So now, you tell me, it says, so hard to assimilate. One idea is they had a window, right? But what's wrong? You know, you put the trash outside. What's the problem? Today, everybody, the government puts all the trash in the ocean, no? So why, in the Baruch Hu Olam, tells in Noah, what a miracle it takes? A little bit of, trash, you need so much air freshener for a short time, 1 year, the trash stayed there, right? This is such a powerful message. Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us, don't throw your trash outside. And everybody has it. Keep it inside. Why? Because it's yours. And we all do that. We have, you know, ideas, opinion, you know. We like to discipline people. We like to say, oh, it's funny what they're doing. It's strange what they're doing. These are the trash that, you know, you throw outside. And without realizing, you know, people get very, very, very hurt by it. Here, it's not just, you know, a cruise that took 1 year and this system has been implanted, you know, in this timing. It's teaching us. Hashem simply could tell him, through the trash outside. But here we learn, no. Yehudi should understand the trash is not for outside. Because we all have this shortcoming that we blame it on other people. We see it in other people. And here we learn, no, it's not so. Whatever you see outside is yours. It's your problem. And that's why you see it. That's why you need to fix it. It takes lots of courage to say, oh, this is mine. It's not his. It's mine. It's mine. Wow. So because if you admit this is yours, then you say, oh, this is strange thing is inside of me. I have to fix it. And needs lots of work to admit this problem is mine. And Baruch Hashem, you have so much homework. So much homework that you have complaints about other people. You have to make a list and start working on it. Hashem is like, you know, to keep the trash inside. And Hashem is gay. Yeshua, the Sola Tovat.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.